Mortal Kombat on the PlayStation Vita is one of those games that's awesome, but for some reason, you don't play it. It's got great graphics, it's got a ton of unlockables, it's got touchscreen controls, it's got Kratos from God of War in it, it's got Freddy Krueger. It's basically the best version of Mortal Kombat that you've ever played in the last 5 years. But why don't you want to play it? The game just doesn't scream to be played. It's got a story mode, it's got the traditional climbing the ladder mode that every Mortal Kombat game has, but it's just not as addicting as the other games in the series. Some of the characters feel similar, some of the characters aren't fun to play as, but even your favorites, Sub-Zero, Scorpion, they feel different. The controls are a little different, the moves are different from, you know, the classics. It's still very, very similar to the other games on the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360. If you own those games on those systems, there's not really a reason to play this, aside from the fact of the touchscreen controls and Kratos and just being able to take the game on the go with you. That, in its sense, is the biggest allure of the game, being able to take this classic, this well-polished fighter anywhere you want, with essentially no decrease in graphics, no decrease in frame rate. Everything's there. But if you've played it before, you're not missing anything. One thing that has to be noted is the story mode in this game. It feels like a really bad B-movie. I was waiting for like Chuck Norris and Jean-Claude Van Damme to like pop out of my Vita screen and slap me around a little bit. It's just really silly. The cutscenes are a little wacky. They really don't. The story itself doesn't make too much sense. It's just not interesting. So if you're into Mortal Kombat and you've played through like the whole, you know, ladder mode and you've gone through like the main game and you've unlocked a bunch of stuff in the crypt, story mode's another way to go. Overall, this game's going to give you about 5 to 6 hours of decent playtime, and then after that, it's just lather, rinse, repeat. If you can get it for a decent price, under 20 bucks, it's a steal. But otherwise, it's a game that, like many of the offerings on the PlayStation Vita, have been seen before and have been done before. Doesn't mean that it's not a great game, it's just old.